T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A fair sky, some flurries around this morning, 32 degrees going up to a high of 45 this afternoon. New York Giants fans got what they wanted, a playoff win, the first in more than a decade. Big Blue beat the Vikings 31-24 in Minnesota for the NFC wildcard victory. Quarterback Daniel Jones showed up big time with perhaps the best performance of his career.
I think it's a big win for us. Obviously big playoff game. I thought we played well all three phases and did enough to win the game.
Jones became the first quarterback in playoff history with over 300 passing yards, at least 2 touchdowns, and 70-plus rushing yards in a playoff game. The Giants faced the Eagles in Philadelphia next week. A standout college football player from New Jersey is being mourned after he was killed in a car crash in New Jersey. WCBS's Sean Adams joins us live from New Milford. Sean.
Yeah, there are no guarantees in life. Sometimes fate can be oh so terribly cruel. 20-year-old football standout Devin Willick, he was a national champion. Last week, he helped the Georgia Bulldogs claim their second straight national title. Over the weekend, there was a huge celebration, a parade in Georgia. Early Sunday morning, a car crash killed Willick and a team recruiting analyst. Eerily, Willick's half-brother died the same way in 2009. Devin Willick grew up here in New Milford. He went to Paramus Catholic High School. He was an imposing figure, 6'7", 335 pounds. Off the field, he was known to be gentle. A career in the NFL was thought to be within reach. New Milford has illuminated its Borough gazebo here in front of Borough Hall, Georgia Bulldog Red. Live in New Milford, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
Hudson County arson investigators are on the scene of a deadly fire in Secaucus. The blaze broke out just before midnight at a 3-story apartment building on Meadow Lane. An unidentified unconscious person found in the building was later pronounced dead. The NYPD will be releasing fewer surveillance videos.
The difference between hearing about crime and seeing it is huge, says Marcella Peralta from Astoria, Queens.
It's like reading something or hear about it is not the same as like the impact that you get from watching a crime on a video.
But the NYPD is limiting the release of videos, claiming in a statement that their aim is to release images of crime suspects that would help them lead to an arrest. Joshua Wilson from Bed-Stuy says this could lead to distrust.
I think that's my stuff. That's trying to hide things, trying to not tell the truth.
In Midtown, Darius Razias, WCBS 880 News.
After a weekend trip to the southern border, Mayor Adams says he'll rally other mayors to help conquer the migrant crisis.
Mayor Adams says the cities need to be coordinated on the migrant crisis. He said the federal government has failed to see the urgency, but he says he will take it upon himself to lead the way.
And I'm going to extend my hand to the mayors across this country to say together we did not create this problem, but together we will find solutions. But those solutions must be implemented by the federal government.
Mayor Adams said he'll be in Washington, D.C. this week to meet with the American Conference of Mayors to set an agenda. He said visiting El Paso was a learning experience to observe how the asylum seekers are being helped. Carol DiOria, WCBS 880 News.
Now with the WCBS weather forecast, Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Few flurries this morning, especially now in Fairfield and Litchfield County in Connecticut, up and down 7. You'll find some flurries as you're driving along. And it's mostly cloudy, actually, from the city on north and east, but that will gradually clear. West of the city, mostly sunny. Highs today will be up around 45. Partly cloudy tonight, 35 in the city, and 30 in the colder suburbs. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, and we all have a chance for a few rain showers, since it'll be in the mid-40s. And Wednesday, partly sunny and quite mild. Wednesday is one of those days we are back up to 50 to 55. Think about that, since it's currently only 29 in the city. Humidity 49%. With the northwest wind at 17, it feels like 19.
Many people will be volunteering today as part of the Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service. Laura Hemlock is with the UJA Federation of New York.
I hope it spreads the message that showing up and even doing one small act of service or a small act of kindness can have a tremendous impact on somebody's life, and not only on the lives that the goods or the services may impact, but also on those who show up too, especially when you show up with a neighbor, when you show up and feel connected both to your hyper-local community and know that you're part of a larger effort.
The group is running several volunteer projects today throughout the city, Long Island and Westchester, including packing up food and other essentials for the needy. Gas prices are climbing again. AAA's Robert Sinclair Jr. on what's causing the fluctuation.
Gasoline prices usually bottom out in January, with cold weather keeping drivers close to home and lowering demand. But we saw a spike in prices recently as refineries around the country went offline due to unusually cold weather around Christmas. So some normalcy has returned to prices, but it may be short-lived.
The average price for a gallon of gas in New York City is $3.48. It's $3.28 in New Jersey and $3.18 in Connecticut. The FAA is investigating a close call at JFK. A Delta jet aborted takeoff, stopping 1,000 feet from an American Airlines jet that crossed the runway in front of it Friday night. FlightAware flight expert Kathleen Bang says the FAA investigators will be talking to everyone involved.
What it will look like is somehow one airplane ended up on a runway when it wasn't supposed to be there. And that's what they'll be looking into is, what instructions were they given? And then most importantly, did they comply with those instructions?
The National Transportation Safety Board is also investigating. No one was hurt. LGBTQ supporters gathered for an anti-discrimination rally in Rockland County yesterday. The Stand With Pride, We're Here rally in Nyack was in response to anti-gay graffiti found on the Rockland Pride Center last week. Protesters said they were spreading the message that hate has no place in their community. Orangetown police are investigating the incident. No word on any arrests. Now, a Martin Luther King Day edition of today's 88 Seconds in Sound with Wayne Cabot.
Thanks to Martin Luther King. Happy birthday to
Wikipedia will tell you that the National King Day holiday began in 1993, and that's true. But believe it or not, it would still take years for all states to recognize it. There was already a state holiday in New Jersey since 75, Connecticut since 74. Some states combined King Day with, if you can believe it, Robert E. Lee Day. That was true in Virginia until just 2020. Some states wouldn't honor King at all until the political and financial pressure was just too much. The best example, the Super Bowl in Arizona. The NFL pulled the game from Phoenix after the governor rescinded the holiday that was passed by his predecessor. Governor Meekum defended himself to Morley Safer on 60 Minutes.
The governor had already made it clear where he stood when he publicly warned blacks not to push for the holiday.
If you continue to push in this manner, the time does come when the majority says, we're not going to take it anymore.
Arizona felt the heat, not just from the NFL, but from SNL.
Now, if you don't like black people, that's one thing. But what I can't understand is why people in a hot-ass desert town like Tucson, Arizona, wouldn't want a day off work. It's not like you have to do something black on that day. You know, you don't have to read Ebony magazine. You don't have to watch Soul Train. All you have to do is not work.
Pressure from labor unions was so strong because they wanted to honor a man who honored the workers. Many workers called out sick on King Day year after year, until Virginia, South Carolina, and Utah in this century finally honored King Day.
Happy birthday to you.
To Martin Luther. Happy
All states were one, something Stevie Wonder dreamed of, fought for, and sang about in his 1980 song designed to push for the King birthday.
The younger people are saying, listen, we're tired of the foolishness. It's time for us to get it together, work it out, and pull it together to make things be the way they're supposed to be. It's almost like they're saying, don't just talk about it, be about it.
Mm. Right.
If we could come together as a united people of the United States and ultimately of the world, how many incredible things we could do.
This is Dr. King Day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.